This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is Nan Cohen Total Talk, and while she gets prepared to take to the airwaves, I'm back in the starting lineup with Summer Obernauer. Obernauer Insurance, Dorothy's Candies, about 30 minutes away. So I'm driving home last night in a torrential downpour, and I was thinking about you because I kind of...
Rob, you need to focus on
no,
the
wait,
road in
I
front
lo- of you. Well, wait. I lost my way and hit a big barrel of water, and it basically engulfed my car. Sure. So I was thinking about all of the freeze-thaw, and flood insurance in Western Pennsylvania and basements. Tell me how flood insurance actually does work, or is there such a thing that can cover you?
Oh, there's, yeah. I mean, there's two different things, but you brought up flood insurance. We'll start there.
Okay.
It's not something that individual agency sells. This is something that's regulated by the federal government, and the federal government is actually the backer of this policy. And like a lot of things with the federal government, it needs to be reauthorized every year, and it is way, way, way underfunded. So there are maps drawn of every square inch of this country that say you're in a floodplain, you're not in a floodplain. You're in zone one, you're in zone two, you're in zone three. I mean, you know, wherever you are. So somebody who lives, in Monaca above the river has a different floodplain than somebody that lives across the river, like up in Rochester, up in the hill, that's not so far.
Right.
Excuse me, it's not so close near the river. And the rates are determined by the federal government. So you have an X value house in this floodplain. You know, you look at the chart, and this is how much you're going to pay. And if you're buying a house in a floodplain, you know, you probably have a mortgage and you don't own it. Technically, the bank owns it, and they will insist that you have this insurance. And it ain't cheap.
Hmm. Well, and if you're a business, too, something that's just part of day-to-day life.
Right. So, again, it's for a business. Do you own the building or do you rent the building? That's two different stories. Marley, is Dorothy's by the Yawk? Is the Yawk run by...
No,
by the,
not quite. Right
okay.
There.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I wasn't... I was at Dorothy's Thursday night. I got the grand tour.
Nice.
If it's something that you haven't ever done, you need to do. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, let me ask you about act of God. I hear that a lot. What exactly does that entail when you hear it's an act of God in insurance?
Things refer to the perils that are covered in an insurance policy: weather, hail, wind, fire. That's what they consider act of God. But let's just get back just to flooding just for one sec. I segued into, I'm looking at Marlene and I'm thinking of the caramels that she got me. So, I'm a little distracted.
You know what? You're a shill. Yeah. That's why I love you.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's flood insurance. And whether we sell it to you or whether you buy it from this insurance agency down the street or whether you buy it from the federal government, the price is going to be the same. It's just your location that determines it. And then the other thing that is on most insurance policies is water backup.
Right.
So water backup will cover groundwater that comes into your house underneath, not from the sky.
From the sewer.
From the sewer or running down the slope from you know, from, you know, the hills of Western Pennsylvania into the basement. If you have flood insurance, excuse me, if you have water backup, then you would be covered, you know, with something like that. But those are the two main, you know, those are the two main things. Now, the water that you hit driving, you know, back home the other night, that's a whole nother story. I mean, you know, that would be something that, you would be covered by your auto insurance. That caused you to veer into the wall or something. You know, that's covered by collision. But if that same act of God, that same water, you know, causes problems that don't involve an accident, you know, it gets into your electrical system. You know, that's something that would most likely be covered by the comprehensive part of your insurance policy.
All right, here she comes to the stage, your host, Nan Cohen. Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Good morning, Nan.
Boy, I like the fact he's driving thinking about you.
Can we get a traffic report here? What's going on this morning, Nan Cohen?
What are you referring to, Summer?
I'm referring to I'm sitting in the parking lot waiting for you.
Were you getting a little nervous?
I was. Rob was nervous. Rob said, I'm sending Zach down to get you.
So that's the things you don't know about, okay? Yeah. I had told Rob. I called him. Didn't I, Robbie?
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about. We were good.
I called him and told him to come down and get you.
Oh, we're going to talk about baseball.
Oh, you are?
Oh, no, we were. If you didn't show up, that's what we...
Go ahead. Yeah, it's your show. So
this isn't my first rodeo, so we're good. Don't worry. I got you covered.
Okay.
By the way, the lovely Carol Obenauer is joining us in the studio today.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to tell you before you leave that we offered to send you home with Dorothy's candies, and your husband said no. That was N-O to you, but he left with a bag.
No, I did not. They gave me a bag. I told her about the caramels that were not good enough to package, and you know. Yeah,
they're a leaking caramel. It was oozing out. Yeah. And yeah, those are the ones you got. But okay. You know, so Summer's been so busy this week. He's just been talking. And we were talking about everything that was going on in the agency, which is the Obenauer Insurance Agency. And I said to him, I said, Summer, what are the top five questions that you are most asked within your day, your week, your month, your year? And you came out with some good discussion the other day.
Okay, you have to remind me. I mean,
I have so many
things going on, Nan. But no, I mean, now the most frequent question is, why are my rates what they
had to be the number one?
What they are,
because across the board, you go look at the news feeds and you're looking at all the breaking stuff that's coming in.
Yeah.
It's like coast to coast.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with us? Well, what's going on? We were getting rebates. Now we're getting refunds. And now we're getting like astronomical bills. So I guess you it really comes down to some interesting points that he brought up. It's in our court to go do it now.
It's in your court to go do it now. And
figuring out who has the rates for you. Best rates. That's what he was referring to.
Right. Rob's.
Forget his fingers.
Okay. I see them. I get nervous. How you want to pay for it, how you want to communicate with the company, whoever that you are with, the coverages that you want to have, and what makes sense to insure and at what level, those are the largest drivers of the rates. And as Nan just said, the ball is in your court as far as controlling those things. I mean, if you, for example, if you want to pay with your checking account and not give your insurance company a credit card, or your debit card comes out of your checking account, they will normally charge you less money.
All right, he's going to a break whether we want to or not.
Let's pick it up. Is that what that hand says?
Let's pick it right up.
Okay.
No matter what you do, you can't hurt me today.
I'm just doing too good today.
I'm going to shut your mic off right now so you can't retaliate. We'll take a break. Nan Cohen, Total Talk, Summer Open Hour, and Dorothy's Candies all coming up on KDKA. Nan Cohen is back with Summer Open Hour and Dorothy's Candies. Just about 20 minutes away as Valentine's Day is fast approaching, but now more of Summer Open Hour, Open Hour Insurance Agency. Nan.
So I have to laugh because we rushed out of that commercial break. But I have to laugh because, you know, when you used to give a credit card, it was a credit card.
Right.
And now they specifically say with these insurance companies, no credit card. We want to auto draft out of your checking account. It's like,
well, no. I mean, insurance companies will continue to take them.
I want my points.
It's just more expensive because they're paying, they're paying a fee. We had this discussion the other night at dinner. Karen and I were out at a restaurant, and they said, do you want to pay cash or do you want to pay, by credit card? It's two different prices. I mean, and they've been doing this for ages.
Since the pandemic.
Yeah, they've been doing this for ages. So routing number, checking account number will save you money. Your coverages will save you money. There are some people that have vehicles on their policies that just should not be covered because they're not worth the money that an insurance company will give them.
I read something on that on one of the news feeds. Actually, I almost brought it up to you at dinner the other night. You talk about the gift card industry and what gets wasted. You know, because people buy those gift cards, and the majority of them, they're guaranteed a percentage of them won't come back. It's the same thing covering these cars. You think that you should have the maximum coverage on all these cars. And it was the comparison to it of people that really shouldn't have as much or if any of certain liability or whatever, however you do it. And they said it's a guarantee in for the insurance company, but people don't know until you sit down with Summer Open Hour. And then he says, listen, this is what you're paying for.
Well, I mean, Rob, when you were young, you were learning to drive, you knocked off a side view mirror. You went to the junkyard, you bought a new one, you stuck it back on.
That's it.
Now you knock off a side view mirror
with the
computer, aspect of it. It's the same thing with the bumper. There's no, everything now, you put a crack in it, you have to replace the entire thing. There's no taking a mallet.
You think that's by design or just technology?
It's technology. I mean,
can't even change your own oil anymore.
In automotive schools now, like in Beatty, what they used to focus on, changing your oil, changing tires, transmission stuff. Now they're looking at diagnostics and how to read the computer chips.
ASC certified mechanics can go from any dealership, anytime, any day, with their tools and get hired on the spot. That's
any
how important.
Any kid graduating from a tech school,
any young man or woman can
do the same. Yeah. Yeah.
Make a good living.
Yeah, can do the same. I'll make a very, very good living.
So that's
the most frequently asked question now.
But to finish up that one where I was taking you, if people are holding their cars longer.
Right.
Okay, so if you've got a car that's 8, 10 years old, your coverage is different, or it should be different.
Again,
you should make those decisions. By talking to someone.
Right.
You got to understand what you're covering.
It's an individual choice. And just because you do something for one car doesn't mean you do it for both cars or all cars. It's what they're worth on the secondary market that's going to make that determination.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's been the most frequently asked question. The other thing is, we've had last week we were in here, we were in multiple layers because there was ice and snow everywhere. This week we are dealing with fog and driving, up and down, 28 in the parkways. It's been ridiculous. So we've gone from frozen pipes to car accidents because I can't see. And that's how we've been spending most of the last 7 days in the office, in between selling new customers, coming in, are dealing with claims. January is going to be a very, very high claims month because of the weather that we are enjoying in the metropolis.
Yeah, well, it's like we talk about. I mean, the weather is probably the biggest force in a lot of this stuff. Because growing up, right, we didn't have these storms. We didn't have this torrential downpours. Who had these rainstorms in January? We had snow. You know, we all are going to debate it not, what causes it. We're dealing with it, and your industry's getting hammered with it.
This is why it makes sense to not deal with an 800 number, that somebody will answer the phone and help you get through this. I've had two people call with service line issues, you know, this week. They're the electric company digging up their house. They have to be neighbors to deal with service lines, broke a water pipe, and it came flooding down into, you know, into their basements. And they were neighbors. It's like summer. And literally the phone rang one right after another. What do you do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Try dealing with that with an 800 number. You'll never get it done.
Well, you're not going to get an 800 number when you're calling Summer Open Hour, because they actually answer the phones, and he's always going. So let me just tell you how you can find Summer Open Hour at the Open Hour Insurance Agency. That's OBERNAUER, insuranceagency.com. You can reach him at 412-489-6443, and he's on all the social media platforms, always pumping out the information. Summer did a segment. He was interviewed for a radio show we did this past week, and it was about your Before You Go book. And it was interesting because it wasn't me asking the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And right off the top, the interviewer said to Summer, "What made you do this book?" And he really extracted some stuff out of you.
Yeah, I mean, I shared some, you know, some personal stuff, even when my father passed away, about decisions that we had to make. But the general answer to the question of what made me do the book, I was having too many families sit in front of me in my office arguing about what Dad told them. No, he didn't. What we should do, what we shouldn't do, you know, where this, you know, money's going. I had people in my office who weren't related to the person who passed away, but they were on prior insurance. They were on prior life insurance policies.
Right, right, right.
And it was just really uncomfortable having people fight about it. So we created the book to let each individual answer questions about how they want to be remembered. And how they want to have things taken care of by their family members or their loved ones.
He was absolutely amazed as well that there's no charge for this book.
No, there's not.
And he said, Summer said, "I just need to get the book into everybody's hands because I know I'm doing it." And in Jewish, we say it's a mitzvah to be able to give that to somebody, anybody that can use it. And so that's why he did the book. And we're going to have some in-depth discussions because you're going to bring on some of your people from the office, Cindy Walker. She'll reinforce why this book
Certainly.
Is so important.
Certainly.
Summer Open Hour from the Open Hour Insurance Agency. 412-489-6443, openhourinsuranceagency.com. It's always on for you. You'll be back here in just a couple weeks. I may not be here on that show, but my buddy over there is going to cover you.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, you can think of me more on Valentine's Day.
You're not my type. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Have a great rest of your weekend, Mr. and Mrs. Obernauer, Marlene, Dorothy's Candies, next. All right, we are back. Nan Cohen, Total Talk, and Marlene is here. It's Dorothy's Candies as the countdown to Valentine's Day has begun with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Nan.
Thank you.
Good morning, darling over there.
Good morning to you all. It's great to be here.
I'm so happy that we're getting strawberries. I can't tell you, because everybody keeps asking me, like, they're just weeks away. It's just weeks away.
That's it. That's right. I mean, we have 2 weeks, and you could start coming in and picking up your delicious hand-dipped strawberries.
It's amazing how many people ask us at Christmas time, can I get you some? Can you go back and get me some? Like, I can't, because the official strawberry picker outer isn't ready to right. do her thing.
That's right.
But it is time. And I'm going to tell you, I'm starting the show right off with this because Robert Gastal, the owner of Dorothy's Candies. We had a meeting the other day, and he said, Nan, he said, I just don't like to disappoint people.
Okay.
It was the first thing I thought, and he said, Nan, you got to do your thing and tell people you got to order them. We don't have a problem. The problem is when you come in, and I'm going to clarify this, there are strawberries available at the store, but you could be the one, and we saw this. We saw this last year, Mother's Day. We saw it at Valentine's Day. They come in. They're not just grabbing a box. So if they put 25 boxes out, people were coming up and taking 7 of them.
Oh, we do. We have a lot of people who will even pick up boxes off the counter.
That's
after they've picked up the boxes they ordered. Yes.
They were standing there saying, I forgot this person. I forgot that person, because they would see them. They're like, got to get this. It is like a strawberry-a-thon back there. I mean, they're covered. They're dripping in chocolate. The strawberries are everywhere. But do yourself a favor. If you want Dorothy's hand-dipped strawberries, I'm advising you to go ahead and put the order in advance. You don't have to worry about it, because even I took one off. I ended up with one short, and I had to take one off of the counter. Right. And it just happens. But I took one. I am telling you, Mar, I stood there. And Bob said to me, he goes, Nan, he goes, I'm glad. You know, I love seeing people enjoy them. But we want to make sure you get them. So
it's
my
guarantee.
To Bob. Please tell him I got that out.
I will do that. It's their guarantee. All you have to do is make that quick minute phone call, and we will have them ready for you to pick up whenever you give us the time in the day.
That's it.
Yeah, it's that easy.
Strawberries are among us. As Valentine is, and I love the way the store, it's so filled with love now.
Yeah.
And we brought an excellent selection of this. I wanted to bring up, I was talking with, I believe it was Mary Jane in the back. Maybe it was Adrian. And we were talking about, this is a love story that happens at Dorothy's. And there's a particular gentleman who has this gigantic heart. And he comes in every year with the heart to refill for his love.
He does.
Now we know, and I'm going to try to figure this out. I know it's over 25 years he's been bringing that box.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Yep. I know it's been over 25 years, but I want to know exactly how many years.
We're going to have to look that up.
He's coming.
It's long before me. Right. We'll just have to ask him.
We're going to have to get that figured.
The store personnel.
But it's
will
so
know that.
Sweet. And he knows his love loves those chocolates.
Sure.
And what he fills it with. And he looks forward to every year at Valentine's Day to come in. And I think,
it's
that's
sweet.
Just heartwarming. Heartwarming.
Yeah, very
heartwarming.
Sweet.
It's hearts everywhere, chocolate everywhere. Whether you're looking for the official Dorothy's 1 pound box, the fancy trays, look at that gourmet pizza.
Yeah, we have many people who come in and say, this is what I give every year. It's not their own box, but they come in asking that. This is what she or he loves, and they want to take care and get the same thing, you know. So, and it might even be an arrangement that hasn't been done in years, but we'll do it for them.
Well, somebody asked me. I was taken off guard. I still thank everybody, all the KDK listeners, for all the kind notes and messages they keep sending me. And I'm doing my best that I can do. And Robbie's help is always there. And Marlene, my girls, Robbie, he calls me just about every day. And he sends me blue hearts, red hearts, blue hearts. Wait, I get a red one for Valentine's Day, right? Yeah, right. I was asked if Dorothy's might be able to help in an engagement.
All right.
Yeah. So, and
how
I said,
awesome.
Oh, it was funny. I was like, well, what are you thinking? And to believe it or not, the idea. I'm just going to tell you.
Is that you, Rob?
It's not. It might be a pizza. You might want to put the ring in a pizza.
Oh gosh, how cool.
Well, I thought it was cool only because for the fact of, you'd have to look through all of it. You know what I mean? There's so many beautiful things. You wouldn't notice it. And there could be a real play. It's like, where's the... And I thought it was kind of cool.
Well, we have that open heart too, remember?
You do.
The one that has the lid. And
you
put
do.
In, but that's too obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got to hide it elsewhere.
Because I was asked, when I was asked, do you make those pizzas all year? And can you make it in special colors? And I was like, yeah. And that's where it was going. So yeah.
Cater to the customer.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's great
to
fun.
Find an engagement ring
that's
in that
exciting.
Beautiful pizza. You should show that pizza.
Hopefully you don't need it.
Up there. Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. So
yeah,
as we always
pretty.
Say this time of year, love is in the air at Dorothy's Candies. Marlene's got some really cool stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're Valentine's Day, but we got to get the date to you early. You're going to be having your spring.
Right. It's our extravaganza is coming up, and that's going to be on March 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And there will be some discounts, some surprises, some treats. It'll be great.
Am I allowed to give some stuff away again?
Oh, you sure are. Are you kidding? It's expected of you.
I already put my orders in for what I wanted to give
and
it to.
And let's let the customers know, too. You can get this online as well for certain parts of this. You know, you just do the dorothyscandies.com. If you're living out there in Hawaii, California, Florida, you can get some of these deals as well.
I watched the Christmas orders go out because a couple times I came in and the drivers were there to pick up. Mm-hmm. I was shocked as to how far. And then where this candy goes, just looking at the labels.
It's across the country.
Yeah, I was just some of the cities and towns, and you're like, and they know about Dorothy's?
Yes.
But that was kind of cool. I do want to tell you, Valentine's Day is open. Get ready. It's on the website. They can purchase Valentine's Day. Right after that, we're going to slide right in there with the Easter stuff. When we come back, I'm going to talk about something special that we also do at the store. Dorothy'sCandies.com is always on. You can find them at 412-678-2723. Strawberries. Call that number. We do not ship the strawberries. I wanted to bring that
right.
up as well. They're too perishable, and Marlene buys the top quality. She unfortunately, we may work on that at some point, but it's just we're so busy with the strawberries, and there's so many being made. That's why they're only here locally.
Plump, juicy, delicious strawberries.
Ooh.
Covered in chocolate from Dorothy's. We'll be back. Back with Nan and Marlene, Dorothy's Candy. And boy, if there was ever a holiday that was meant for candy, it's Valentine's Day.
And I'm going to tell you, for all the strawberry lovers that are out there, we definitely have the cherry cordial lovers.
Oh, and absolutely. Another big seller.
It is unreal to feel the weight of this box. With these gorgeous cherries in it.
They're so
it's unreal.
It's a process to make those,
it's
and they
unreal.
Come out beautifully. They're delicious.
This heart went for a photo shoot the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm amazed. This is the thing I love. This was a mold that was from the owner's mom. She picked these molds out. And it's funny because you can see how ornate the detail is.
Oh, it's beautiful. Keeping in mind, I mean, that's 70 years, you know,
yeah.
almost.
And I didn't realize it, but I researched it with Bob. And yeah, this was one. And this is just.
It is.
It's heavy. It's solid. It's just beautiful.
It's a pretty Victorian look,
beautiful.
I think.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And that's the stuff that, you know, came from him and the
mm-hmm.
mom. I just think it's so cool. So I do want to mention this because we were in the store the other day, as we talked about with Summer. And I was waltzing around the store and I came across, this gets me every time I take a look. Marianne at the store picks cards for
yes,
us.
Yes, beautiful
and she
cards.
She picks amazing cards. And the story is that when Robert's mom started Dorothy's, her thing was, and why the boxes are pink and the tissue has to be a certain way on the inside and everything that goes into it with the cord on the outside. She wanted elegance.
Yes.
That was her.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marianne kind of came through, and elegance to her was when you gave a box of chocolates, you had to put a card on it. These cards that she finds are just not your ordinary cards. I stood there at Christmas and just looked. It actually took me back to childhood.
That's right.
And the photos on these cards and the sayings on these cards. And Marianne is so meticulous about this. She's got these catalogs that she goes through. And she may go through six to find one card that she wants out of that.
That's the truth. She looks at every single card in there and she gets a feel for it. She knows the customers and their desires too.
And when you're talking about this holiday, she really outdid herself when you're talking about the word love, because she proves it. And to top off that gift of chocolate, every car just makes elegance. And I said to Bob, I said, she has a knack. And it's odd because these aren't cards that you find, you know, at the dollar store, at the H store, at the other store. These are unique. And I don't know where the photos are taken for these cards, but she really does an amazing job. And nothing says with Valentine's Day more than the elegance. And she definitely pulls that out. So I wanted to make sure. Get over there and look at those cards.
They are beautiful.
They're breathtaking. Absolutely fabulous. Mar, for these things that are up here, that are all from the tray to whatever you want to do with Valentine's, they will make, I love you, I care for you, I want you, I need you, all this stuff, you're going to find something there.
Oh, we have this, we have so much more. We have just smaller things, bigger things. We have a lot of great ways that you could show that love for somebody, a friend, a partner, you know, anybody.
We particularly remember the woman came in, she picked up her strawberry order and she realized, I didn't get my nanny and I didn't get the sitter and I didn't get my neighbor's sister. And, you know, however you need to do it, because it's just a nice way and everybody enjoys those strawberries.
We have it.
So you want to know how the strawberries come? I'm going to tell you. Listen, me, I like to create. Mine might be a little bit different, but you can always get the Swiss chocolate, the white chocolate, the dark chocolate. Marlene loves hers rolled in coconut.
I do. I love the coconut.
She loves them. Loves it rolled in coconut. She also loves the crunch nuts.
Yes, I do. And so does my husband. He loves the pecan.
You say the fresh crunch nuts. So
yeah, pecan.
You're doing your thing there. Yeah. All I know is once I get that, the chocolate going on that strawberry, nothing says like, one bite and you'll know it's Dorothy's candies. The chocolate's just incredible. You pair it with the strawberries, which you take so much time picking and accepting the orders for the strawberries because they have to meet your requirements.
You know, you come down there and you see, you'll be down there right at that time, the massive amount of strawberries made over those days. And you know that each strawberry is hand-dipped. Each one is hand-dipped. No, there's no machine involved in that.
There's
a lot of love that goes into these.
Well, they talk to it. I mean, if you would see the way, and I'm moving my hand, but to watch them dip it and the way they move their hands afterwards, it is art.
It's a chocolatier's expertise.
100%. Rob and I really wouldn't be dipping like that. He and I would be like wearing more of it than they do, and they wear it. But it's amazing that the angles of their hands and how they look at it and if it goes back in, and there's just nothing
you're
better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I can't stress enough, get those orders in. That's all you need to do is get the orders in because
simple process.
Nan Cohen's orders in. Took care of that before.
Yeah, we always have a shelf ready for you.
Well, my girls are each independent. They love it. They like one's the dark, one's the Swiss, and oh, did my Mel love? Oh,
yes.
Nothing was better for him than the chocolate dipped strawberries. Yep. So, hey, if Cookie could eat them, she'd be joining us. There's Alyssa. Alyssa's in the studio today helping out. She knows our Cookie would be after them. Marlene, let's give everybody the hours for Dorothy's.
Sure. Right now we are Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, but beginning on February 5th, we will also be open that Sunday, 10 to 4, and opening 10 to 6 during that week for Valentine's coming up.
Let me tell you, if you want to see a turnaround, you got to watch that store. As Valentine's leaves, it becomes the Easter.
Oh my gosh.
Easter bunny hop down there, that's for sure. And it's a lot of hopping going on, getting everything transitioned into that. But
that's right.
I can tell you, you know how we wait, and I can read you every possible egg. They're ready for you. So we're excited about that too. I might have sampled one. Okay.
You just can't have one though. Come on.
Well, you know, you have to. You got to share too, because.
All right, listen.
Dorothy'sCandies.com is always on. You can always call the store at 412-678-2723. Strawberry.
You got it.
Great seeing you, Marlene.
Wonderful to see you, Rob.
And as always, great seeing you. Love.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Stay tuned. News at 8 next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.